Welcome to Bonecast. I'm Skeletor. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trying to do a podcast. I've commandeered this equipment from a couple of gay gentlemen I met at the club, but I'm standing here next to somebody else I don't even know. Oh shit, it's a mute. Are you a magician? Yeah. Now he's writing. Yes! This is annoying! I can't believe he's doing a podcast with a piece of paper! You're worse than He-Man! Or that furry fool! The furries! He says I know. Jesus Christ! He just made a boulder! An origami boulder! I want to choke him so badly. He drew a penis. Why did... It's peeing. Is it peeing? I feel like I'm playing Pictionary. Jesus. Oh, God. I can't read that. I am a dragon. Is that what this said? I am a dragon? Rawr. R-A-W-R. You are a mute dragon. A mute dragon with a pad of paper. This explains so much. Would you help me kill He-Man? I don't know. I have so many muscles. I'm a fucking skeleton. That is not a penis. If anything, that's a butt. Or a badly drawn seagull. I see an upside down W. Penis goes here. You are a gay mute dragon. I could still use your flaming abilities. Yeah. This is the worst podcast ever. He likes people. Then you won't help me kill He-Man. Is that what you're saying? What if you got to fuck their corpses? Now he's throwing the paper at my head. Curse you, gay mute dragon. And stop throwing paper at the microphone. No wonder people would have stopped listening to me in the 80s. He's writing something else. Can't you feel the... whatever this is. Suspense. What is it now? I cut coupons today. Did you get a deal? Are you a Jewish gay mute dragon? Yes! Well, I hope you're happy. You know what you could have bought? You could have bought one of those synthesizers so you could type things out. That would have been much more useful on a podcast. No tech. Are you an Amish gay mute dragon? Yes. How dare you use a pen? That is technology. We're wasting valuable time with the listeners. My pen is out of ink. How do you know this? Are you a magic dragon that knows the amount of pen ink? That would be a useless ability. I'm not here. He spelled here wrong. But apparently he can hear. Oh, he flew away! Curse you, ferret dragon!
This has been Failed Characters by Xander and Alkaline.
Fuck!
The second he told me he was going to do Skeletor, I knew I'd need to end this quickly. Thereby, mute ferret.
Fuck this. Hello, welcome to...
We interrupt this opening to announce the new way we're going to do the Dragon Show. That's right. 30s Film Noir with our special guest, Detective Sam Dragonston. We meet Sam Dragonston inside of his office, sitting back, a cup of Chardonnay in one hand, a cup of rum in the other, and a cup on his crotch. He just got back from a lacrosse game. Take it away, Sam Dragonston.
This is my post-victory drinking habit. The wife says this is not very good for me, and I don't even know who I'm talking to right now.
Sam Dragonston sat back in his chair, without realizing that his chair had not been bolted to the ground, nor did it have any spring activation. Sam Dragonston ended up on the ground, where he used to be, just like that corpse he found 2 hours hence.
Ah, fuck, I'm on the ground again.
Sam Dragonston looked up at the sky. The fan was going slower than normal. A breeze came in through the window, carrying leaves, and a young boy named Timmy. Hello, Governor!
Hello, Timmy.
Welcome to Parrot Fall in the Wind.
I don't understand British people.
Oh, that's why this is being filmed.
Could you help me up?
I'm gonna go get Monty Python.
What about Monty Python? Oh, so much for that. I guess I'll do a clip up. Oh, fuck! Okay.
Sam Dragonston had slammed his head onto the desk, a large welt appearing just as the Dame of the World stepped into the room. Her name literally was Dame of the World. D-O-W.
Hi, can I help you?
I do need some help.
You're very loud.
You see, I murdered my husband recently. I need to figure out why.
Oh, I shouldn't be doing this when I'm drunk, because I'm going to forget everything.
Allow me to be drunk, too. I hurted my husband lately. I need your help.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should record this so I remember everything. So
he brought out a recording device. It was a pencil with no lead in it. He hadn't been able to pay the bills in months.
I found a pencil. Level up! I'm the timorest detective ever. Okay, so you killed your husband. Is that correct?
Huh, you've solved the case. She stormed out of the office in a huff, not believing that she was the cause of the murder, having admitted it to the detective in the first few minutes of the movie. This movie was going to be a short one. All of a sudden, a mute walked into the office.
What the? There's a mute in here. He's writing something down. I can't discern what he's writing.
The piece of paper simply said, "Why would I do this on a podcast? It must be to annoy a dragon. You never know what's going to happen here. Also, I murdered somebody."
This is incredibly annoying, and I feel like murdering this murderer. Wait, how did I know that?
The detective pulled out his pencil again, this time realizing that since it was hollow, it would make a perfect blood tube. Gore ensued.
Fuck you, mute!
Went the narrator.
Wow, I just felt like my mom for a second. That was weird.
This has been the first and last episode of Dragon Theater. Good night, everyone.
Cheers! Hello and welcome to the... What the hell are you doing? Why are you eating cereal? Hello and welcome to the... Ow! What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hello and welcome to...
We interrupt this podcast to bring you a special announcement from Fur Square. That's right, the world has ended. I repeat, the world has ended and furries have completely taken over. I'm going to take you live to the field right now to a dragon who had no idea I was about to do this. Dragon, can you describe the scene that's about to unfold? Go!
It's raining men. That's all I
Men are falling from the sky due to a nuclear explosion that is centered at Fur Square. This was because the count was so overwhelmingly good that the furries exploded into post-orgasmic cum. Dragon, now that you're on the scene covered in post-orgasmic cum, could you explain to us exactly how slippery it is to you, Dragon?
It's better than any lube I've ever used, so it's really kind of nice.
Apocalyptic cum, used for lube, just don't say that you're a boob, post-apocalyptic. That was a message from our sponsor, Post-Apocalyptic Lube, now available in gel form.
Can I invite my friends? Yes?
Why are you at... Ew.
What? It's Post-Apocalyptic Lube. Gotta use it.
New story. Dragons are trying to kill their friends by inviting them to the Post-Apocalyptic Lube party.
Lube is lube. Hello and welcome to...
We interrupt this podcast to bring you a message from our sponsor, Potato Chips. That's right, we sat on a potato, and it cooked due to our ball sweat. Welcome to summer, folks. Welcome to summer.
I like ball chips. Hello,
are you feeling depressed? All you need is a gun.
Hello,
if you don't like your children, simply mount your ceiling fans about 3 feet lower. Watch the carnage.
I want to kill myself. Where's my gun? Hello,
cooking spray is flammable. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Just wanted to mention that.
What about it?
Cooking spray is flammable. I just wanted to mention that.
What are you going
to
do with it?
Cooking spray is flammable.
Yes, and cooking spray.
Hello, cooking spray attack! Ah!
You killed the microphone with the cooking spray. Hello and welcome.
Hi, are you wanting to replace your house with a different house? Possibly repair stuff inside your house? Well, let me tell you exactly how the best way to demolition your house. That's right, cooking spray and a match. Cooking spray and a match is the best way to get rid of those pesky walls, those pesky cats, those pesky housewives. Anything can be gotten rid of with cooking spray and a match, except for, that's right, you guessed it, the dreaded lead paint. So right now, we're going to go to our field correspondent, Xander the Blue, Yellow, Red, Roy G. Biv, and he's going to tell us how exactly we get rid of lead paint. Xander?
Cooking spray and a match. That's what I think you do.
Xander, the last time we tried this, we tried using the cooking spray and a match technique, and what happened was we created the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, who then attacked New York and made a blockbuster movie. Care to comment?
I don't know chemistry, so I have no idea how that happened.
That's very interesting.
I think there was some witchcraft involved, but I don't know what the other ingredient other than cooking spray and a match was.
All right, we're going to go over to our second field correspondent, Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, what do you think is the best way to get rid of lead paint? Eat it! Okay, Dr. Phil says eat it. That's right, kids. Eat lead paint.
He told me to get a job. I don't like that guy.
You know, he's been telling that to a lot of people, and now I demo houses with cooking spray and a match.
That's what I did to his set. I used cooking spray and a match, and it got rid of his show, and I'm so much happier now.
Does Dr. Phil not understand some people are just unemployable?
That is actually an excellent point. I wish I thought about that before I burned down his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have just said that.
Yeah.
I guess violence isn't always the answer. I'm going to go get my gun.
Now over to our field correspondent. Violence is always the answer. Violence, how are you today? Murdered kid! Oh, violence has been murdering children again. Violence, exactly how did you do that? Candy! Was it poison candy? Good candy! How did he die? Diabetes! Thank you, Violence. Back to you, Xander.
I think you're the same guy in the same head. Do you realize that? You're the same person.
Dr. Phil, what do you think about multiple personalities? Both of us say nothing!
I'm very scared right now.
You live with me.
That's a good point.
This has been This Old House with Alkaline Xander.
Help me. Okay, are we going to do this for real?
Go for it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I promise I won't do anything this time. Okay.
Hello, and
welcome. Ritz crackers. They're just for white people.
Why? They're orange.
They're crackers.
They're yellow.
Ritz crackers. They're just for white people.
Put it on the Ritz. Oh, yeah, Ritzy.
Yeah.
Is that what Ritzy means for white people?
No.
Oh.
Ritz crackers.
It's only for white people?
They're just for white people.
But they're in the Jewel. There's black people there.
Planters peanuts. They're just for gardeners.
That doesn't even make any sense.
They're planters.
Oh, because they're planting in the ground. I get it. Okay.
Hershey syrup. Don't be racist.
But you're already being
racist. Don't be racist.
Don't
be racist.
Advertiser man.
Don't be racist.
You're such a racist.
Don't be racist.
I could ask Dr. Phil.
Have you ever put Hershey syrup on a Ritz cracker?
No.
Racist. What? You don't like interracial marriage? Fuck you. I'm out of here.
But. Wait. We have separate rooms for the Hershey's and the Ritz. Hello and welcome.
Cat food.
Fuck.
Buy it.
Well, that's what the cat wants.
Buy cat food.
What if you don't have a cat?
Buy cat food.
Why?
Buy cat food.
Is this really working?
I'm every American commercial that you've ever seen on Hulu. That's what I'm making fun of right now.
What am I supposed to buy?
The same fucking commercial over and over.
What am I supposed
buy cat food.
Which cat food?
Buy cat food. Hulu.
What about my mom?
Buy cat food.
She don't want cat food.
Cat food.
I'm supposed to eat the
buy dog food. Buy cat food.
I eat the dog food.
Cat food.
I'm on Dr. Phil.
Buy cat food.
God damn it. Hello, and
Chunky
welcome.
Soup looks like poop. The end.
Okay, seriously. All right. Hello, and
have
welcome.
Have you ever watched TV, listened to surround sound, masturbated, and realized the vibrations were going through the couch, through your dick, up your hand, and when you shoot it makes an interesting pattern?
No.
Done.
I think that's a stroke.
Could be.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Ferret together. I'm Xander, and this is Alkali?
I'm not queer. Straight people amount to 15% of the murders in the state of Illinois. Why would that be? For a live report on why straight people murder many more people than gay people, we're going to go right over to our correspondent in the field, Dr. Phil. Yeah, the gay people just get the AIDS, and that kills, so your numbers are flawed. I'm going to go to my mathematician, who will speak in true math terms. Xander the Blue. Xander, could you tell us what A squared plus B squared equals?
A B squared? 4, 2, 5, minus 7?
No, it would be C squared.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
And what's this have to do with the gays?
They're a gay fucking triangle. That's what it has to do
gay
with.
Gay triangle?
Gay triangle.
I know gay physics.
Gay triangle.
I never learned gay math, even though I'm an expert.
Gay math is fairly simple.
What?
1 plus 1 stays at 1 because they can't reproduce.
They're saving the planet.
Exactly. So, overpopulation. It's a problem.
That's why we need to kill more people.
That's what the straights are doing.
I'm going to go kill more people.
This has been Murdering People with Gays.
Hello, and
we interrupt this episode of the Dragon Show to bring you a special gay secret.
Okay.
Ooh, gay secret. If you warm up butter and use it as lube before fucking someone, they smell like lobster.
Ooh, I like that. That makes you feel lobster-assy.
And don't forget, wipe or you'll be a crustacean.
You know what my favorite trick is?
What?
When I take my partner and I stick him head first in a bucket of ice and he freezes up. And then you can fuck him all you want. And then he feels all the butt sex all at once at one moment when he unthaws. That's if you decide not to eat him. That's my favorite. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, I'm sorry. I like to eat the straight people. It helps with the population. Jeffrey Dahmer is my hero.
This has been
Gay Secrets.
Don't get crabs.
I'm going to jump out a window. Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show.
Not going to happen. So what I was thinking was something we haven't done in a while. D&D character sheets for the Bible. That's right. Today we're dealing with Satan. Satan, there's only one thing that he could be. Don't you agree, Xander?
Sure.
A bard.
Why?
Because if you ever played D&D with my group of friends, they start singing, I start leaving. That's right, Satan is my friends trying to rhyme all their shit during a D&D campaign.
I think he would sing kind of like this. Oh, I-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di.
Oh, I'm the Lord of Darkness.
I like to kill a lot.
I've got a pitchfork.
And I got a lot of pot.
I killed all the hippies.
And I killed all of the queers.
But don't be frightened.
I got to lots of beers.
Oh, I di 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 di. 15 minutes later,
I kicked Jesus in the crotch.
The battle was going in my way.
I think that was a botch.
So I called down my demons.
And then I killed some angels. Oh, fuck.
Best of luck with that one.
I think I'm going to go back to hell. Oh,
Xander can't start this song.
Oh, shit. Here comes God.
I should go and hide.
He's got his big-ass boots on.
But my attitude is snide.
I think he's coming to kill me.
But I have a plan.
I've got this big ol' army.
And with my dick I will ram. Oh, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck.
Fucky, fucky, fuck.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, what? Oh, my God. Oh, he's back.
Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, no.
I have some information for you.
Do you?
Yes.
When you're not blowing out my speakers? What?
Did you know that in the past, what they used for condoms?
What did they use for condoms?
What did they use for condoms? It's the question of the day. Do you know what they used? Can we still use it today?
Is it lambskin?
You're very, very close.
Okay.
Sheepskin. Do you know how they knew?
How?
When they were fucking the sheep never got pregnant.
That's terrible.
They knew that if you used a sheep, no one would get pregnant. So do you know how the first condom was formed?
How is that? How?
They shoved a sheep inside a woman's cunt and fucked the sheep.
That's fascinating, History Channel.
You'd think that.
Yeah?
But I have more.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah?
The pyramids.
Okay.
Do you know who built the pyramids?
I thought there's lots of slaves.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
They proved it! Go there, you'll see a modern-day pyramid, obviously, from the past.
Oh, wow. So they use a time machine?
Laser beam on top of the pyramid!
I've seen that. Is that how they make it?
Yes.
Is it made by, like...
lasers.
A hot Egyptian god that I want to fuck that's from Stargate? Or no?
Oh, I think he was 12.
Oh. Oh, God.
You're going to jail. Do you know the first instance of underage infatuation?
I would go with 500 BC.
Incorrect.
Wait. Okay.
The Bible!
Oh, I guess it does make sense.
Yeah.
That's why they needed to write all that shit down.
Bible's perverted.
Everyone's fucking kids.
I will now read you an excerpt from the Bible. Shut up. Page 337,142.7. I ripped it in half.
But History Channel, you're the history. Why are you doing the Bible?
Oh, it's Bible week here on the History Channel.
I saw that.
Yes, we play Monty Python and the Holy Grail over and over and over.
But that's not the Bible.
No, it is. It is. We are the History Channel. We search the Bible, therefore it is the Bible.
So when did you start rewriting history?
Yeah, basically about the same time that Porn Stars took over as number one show on our channel.
Oh.
Yeah, we kind of just said fuck it at that point. Have you seen what the Learning Channel did? Let me introduce you to my friend, Learning Channel McGee.
Oh. Hi, Learning Channel.
Fat people are hysterical. Therefore, honey and boobos are good.
What did you do with Hitler?
Hitler is gone now. Honey boobo is the main thing. Have you seen Hoarders? Hoarders are people that put stuff in their house.
Oh, okay.
I am the Learning Channel.
You know, Learning Channel, you could have Hitler.
No, I can't have Hitler. Costs more.
Honey Hitler.
Honey Hitler is our newest show.
Yeah.
Hitler goes on stage and does duck face.
He could try to get into child pageants and stuff. Yeah, Honey Hitler.
Nine? He's 9 years old in this show.
Honey Hitler.
Yeah.
Do you like turtles?
I like turtles. I am the Learning Channel. We have a new show, and it's called Extreme Couponing. Have you seen Extreme Couponing?
Yeah,
They spend $8,000 and get back a dollar. This is Extreme Couponing. And you know why we'll never do it? Because all they buy is vitamins, and we are not healthy. I am the Learning Channel.
Hey, Learning Channel.
I'm the Learning Channel.
Can you think of anyone else we haven't offended yet?
I am Learning Channel McGee.
Okay, Learning Channel, go here. Here's a frisbee. Go get it.
That is a flying saucer. I will get my friend who is an expert in those.
God damn it. That was not a flying saucer. It's a frisbee.
Oh, I took a picture of it, and it came out in low resolution and blurry. Therefore, it is flying saucer. Denied.
I got it from Walmart. You're full of shit.
Walmart on the moon.
Fine.
Question for you.
What?
Was the moon built by man or aliens?
Stanley Kubrick. Everybody knows that.
Who's an alien? Aliens.
He's not an alien.
Aliens.
No.
Aliens.
He did The Shining.
No. Aliens.
He's not an alien.
Oh, the person who did The Shining is not an alien. Let's look at the facts.
Okay.
All work and no play makes what? Aliens.
It's Jack a dull boy.
I don't think that's how it's spelled.
Oh,
you're reading that out of context.
Oh.
Don't take things out of context. Speaking of out of context, the Bible!
Oh, so are you saying if I do it in the Hebrew alphabet, is that how...
Aliens.
Aliens. The alien alphabet.
Alien alphabet.
Ah, fuck.
Which is the same as the Hebrew alphabet with less phlegm.
Oh.
Aliens do not have phlegm. Fun fact.
Do they like coupons? Do they like coupons as much as the Jews?
Let's find out. I don't think the aliens would use the coupons because they have replicators that they get their food from. I don't think they need coupons because they can replicate the food like in my favorite show, Honey Boo Boo. They replicate the food in their tummies, and that's why they have 17 chins.
Chins? Like Chinese people?
Oh, now who's being racist?
Oh, hello! I have my name!
Oh, this has got so much worse.
Oh, I'm from the Asian Squawk Box. We talk about Asian things.
And now back to the commercial.
I heard the...
Quackers!
Oriental. That's apparently really, really offensive now. That's how Oriental.
Hey, what do Orientals eat?
What's that?
Rice crackers.
Oh! Like white people? I do not eat the white people. They may be hungry.
Hi, I'm Xander, and this is Alkali.
I'm not here.
And this is the Dragon Show's April Fool's Podcast.
What the fuck are you thinking? I was trying to... whatever.
If you'll excuse me, I need to lose my cell phone and wake up my boyfriend every morning so that he could never possibly get any sleep anymore. This could easily be solved by not losing my cell phone. But you know, since I need to carry it with me everywhere I go, but need to put it down every 3 seconds, this is how it's going to work from now on.
You never talk that much. This is bullshit. I should learn how to sleep sometime. Maybe that would help. Hey, maybe I should just say, oh, I'm going to sleep now. Not, nope, I got woken up. Why am I talking? Why am I beating myself up so much? I'm going to go to pizza. Pizza solves everything.
Every time I walk into the house, there seems to be more pizza here. And I'm going to bitch about it, even though I never cook dinner. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali. You're a dick. We're not done yet.
This fight will continue after the Dragon Show podcast, alone, possibly ending in makeup sex or breaking up. I haven't figured it out yet.
We got new equipment. It's just not here right now.
This podcast is going to get so much worse once we have professional equipment on it.
Why? Because people are going to think it's supposed to be professional?
They'll listen to it for 3 seconds and realize it's not going to be
professional. I have a top hat. I'm Alkali. I hate cats.
I can draw things. Here I go. Wee, 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 wee. Nope, no time for boyfriend. Too busy drawing.
I'm Alkali. We're going to Vegas. I'm excited.
I'm Xander. We're going to Vegas. I'm going to bet in... Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. What? I'm Xander, and I can't think of math terms right now.
2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah, and then 4 + 4 = 8, and that's how I'm going to bet everything. Until I reach a $400 bet, because my dumbass doesn't know when to stop.
You just lose your contacts all the time. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
$450 contacts, then you find it back, and you're like, I won. That's what you do. Meanwhile, I'm cutting coupons to save your dumbass.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you because I'm Xander, and I zone out at every chance that I get. If you ever tell me something, you had better tell me it again 17 times so that maybe it gets into my brain, rattles around in there, and then reminds me that that's something that I was going to do, need to do, plan to do, or want to do. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Alkali, you haven't mentioned AIDS yet.
AIDS!
There we go.
AIDS bucket.
I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali, and I think leg night is when we go to KFC and order a bunch of legs. Don't skip leg day. That's half price off at Popeyes.
I'm Xander, and I think breakfast should be the loudest meal of the day. Here's my recipe for a healthy breakfast. 1, put water into blender. 2, put spinach leaves into blender. 3, make a giant fuck-off mess. 4, make sure to sprinkle some of the dry leaves onto the countertop and leave them there overnight. Because God knows, we can't just let the things go in the blender. We have to make a mess around the blender. 5, turn the blender on and possibly go take a shower. Let it run for 2 to 3 hours. At least that's what it sounds like. 4, drink this concoction of shit and try to justify it as being healthy, when all I'm really doing is getting sadder and sadder and sadder.
I'm Alkali. I think Xander's parents hate me, and I think I bend over backwards for all my friends till I have no sleep, and my place is constantly busy and full of shit, and therefore I'm a zombie whenever Xander's over,
and I just want to watch the History Channel. And I was like, nope, people want to play Left 4 Dead or whatever the fuck. I don't know. We have more parties to throw because people said we should.
Hey, I'm Xander, and I hate planning things. That's all. I hate planning.
That's not true, Xander. You love planning things.
Well, in that case, why is it whenever we make plans, I have no fucking clue what they are 5 minutes after we made them?
I don't know. I'm not Xander.
And I'm not Alkali.
All right, bye.
I'm not Xander.
I'm not Alkali.
Hope you enjoyed our April Fool's podcast, everyone. Happy April Fool's Day.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye.